A Visit to Pacific Union College, St. Helena, California, September 12, 1910. Last Friday, I accepted an invitation to visit the Pacific Union College. On Sabbath, their meeting place was well filled, and I spoke to those assembled. I feel an intense interest that our people shall put forth most diligent, persevering efforts to work out the Lord's plans in educational lines. The world needs the light. The truth is to be carried to all parts of the world. I feel pained as I realize how little has been done during the past years in comparison with what should have been accomplished. Men influenced by the great apostate have been working out strange plans. In their self-exaltation and self-confidence, they do not hesitate to accept positions of great responsibility, taking it for granted that they are capable of placing the right mold on the work. Brother Reeser is one who has had great confidence in his own capabilities and management. But it has been presented to me that this self-exaltation is a defect in his character that must be overcome. The Lord cannot place him in a position where he will have opportunity to put his mold on the work. Brother Reeser has not given evidence that he is qualified to conduct an educational institution. I dare not be silent regarding this matter, for I fear that he will make representations that will lead some to lose confidence in conscientious men whom he does not wish to sustain. Unless he gives decided evidence that he is accepting the messages that the Lord has sent him, we cannot look for a reform, should he be placed in a responsible position. Instead, he will endeavor to exalt himself as superior and to lessen the influence of some of the brethren who are carrying the work wisely and in accordance with the instruction that the Lord has given. If Brother Reeser will be truly converted and will walk humbly with God, he will become a man to be trusted. But unless there is a change of heart, the Lord cannot permit him to be placed where he can work with those who cannot read character, for he would undermine their confidence in brethren to differ from him. Wages of physicians. If physicians feel that they do not receive sufficient wages, their circumstances should be examined. If their work is too heavy, others should be brought in to share their responsibilities, and they should be given less to do. We are engaged in an important work, and great care must be exercised in the use of means. There is a world to receive the light. Souls unwarned are perishing. If increased wages are paid to those who ought to be satisfied with what they have had, this will result in keeping out other laborers whose services are needed, but who, because of the lack of means, cannot be employed.